Date with Deceit by Julia Chapman. Read by Elizabeth Bauer. Delilah Metcalf was running late, as always. 7 o'clock Saturday morning, the sky streaked with light from a sun yet to lift above the limestone crag that dominated the town to the east, and Samson was already at work, but Delilah was nowhere to be seen. Under the guise of helping to pack the Peaks patisserie van ready for the shoot, Samson had agreed to meet her at the cafe so they could get whatever communication system she had in mind up and running, all without Lucy being any the wiser as to the real reason Delilah had volunteered to be on the catering staff. So far, though, the youngest of the Metcalf clan had failed to materialise. Stifling his irritation, Samson went back inside the cafe to get yet another load, Lucy seemingly taking everything but the kitchen sink to the event. As he walked through the door, he saw a middle-aged woman coming towards him, struggling with three boxes piled up in her arms, her grey hair barely visible above the top. "Here, let me," he said, taking the boxes from her with ease. Blue eyes sparkling, a plump face beamed up at him, the woman rubbing at her lower back. "Thanks," she said. "I think I'm getting too old for this." "Nothing of the sort," said Samson gallantly. "I'm Samson, by the way." A laugh met his introduction. "I know," said the woman with an arch look. "I've heard all about you. I'm Denise, the hired help." "I see you two have met." Lucy had emerged from the kitchen looking harried, a list in her hand. "Denise, if you've got a minute, could you go out and check with Elaine that we've got the cutlery? Oh, and the tablecloths." Denise nodded and headed outside to where Elaine Bullock's trouser-clad backside and Doc Martin boots were sticking out of the van she was busy packing, leaving Lucy with Samson. "Looks like you've got a good worker there," he commented.
"Who? Denise?"
Lucy nodded. "The agency really came through with her, but I should have known the minute I met her she'd be good. She's related to Ida Capstick somehow, second cousin or something." Samson looked at the older woman again. Short grey hair above a round face, a plump body beneath it. He couldn't see any similarity to the rake-thin cleaner, except perhaps a sharpness around the eyes.
"Right, we're almost done," said Lucy, pointing at the boxes in Samson's arms. "Just those to get in, and that's it."
Taking the hint, Samson turned and went back out to the van, Lucy following him. Elaine was standing to one side talking to Denise, and simply pointed at the one patch of remaining space in the rear of the van as Samson approached.
"You sure you've got enough food here?" he asked dryly, as he placed his boxes where she'd indicated, the vehicle looking close to bursting.
It was the wrong thing to say to a chef before an event. Lucy's face contorted with panic.
"Do you think I need more? I mean, I've done enough for 20 people, but what if we run out? It wouldn't look good. I might not get another contract."
"Lucy!" The sharpness of Elaine Bullock's tone was counteracted by the gentle hand she placed on her friend's arm.
"Ignore him. He's joking. There's enough here to feed three rugby teams, so stop worrying."
"Sorry," muttered Samson, as Denise directed a glare in his direction.
"It's okay. I'm just nervous," said Lucy with a small smile. "I always get like this. Once we're up at the manor and start feeding people, I'll be able to relax."
"Is that everything then?" asked Denise, taking the list from Lucy's hands and running a finger down it.
"Think so."
"In that case, let's get going," said Elaine, closing the rear doors of the van with a slam